Detroit got the spotlight for the 3 hours of MSNBC's Morning Joe today. The show was broadcast live from the Ford Flat Rock Assembly Plant, highlighting the fact that Ford is switching production of its Fusion from Mexico to Flat Rock and adding 1,400 jobs at the plant. But Daniel, as you considered who was on today's Morning Joe and what they were talking about, you say you heard a tale of three cities?
Well, I think it is a tale of three cities. You have, on the one hand, you've got Ford Motor Company, kind of the exemplar of a hometown automaker that showed that you can turn yourself around without a bailout, as well as the other two companies that have. You've got Dan Gilbert's downtown and the other people who are investing in the city who are betting on the come that things are going to turn. And you've got the bankruptcy of the city of Detroit, which I think is evidence that the city is finally being forced to come to terms with decades of decisions and legacy investments and promises that they're not going to be able to keep. I happen to think that the bankruptcy of Detroit is not a leading indicator of where Detroit is going so much as a trailing indicator of where it has been. You've got people who are involved in trying to solve some problems and calling questions that, while they're going to be painful for some, are probably going to be more beneficial for others over the longer term.
You know, it kind of was interesting as I watched it this morning, and it struck me that it's more than a little bit ironic that MSNBC comes to town to take an in-depth look at Detroit, and they're sitting in a plant in Flat Rock.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, I think that was just taking advantage of Ford Motor Company's decision. It was good PR on the part of Ford.
Of course.
To take advantage of the fact that they're bringing production of the Fusion from Mexico to Detroit. And, you know, that's to Metro Detroit, I should say.
Right.
And that's a very important point. One of the things that has come out of the recapitalization of the auto industry and the restructuring is a greater concentration of manufacturing and assembly in the state of Michigan, particularly in Southeast Michigan. The U.S.-owned auto industry is far more concentrated in Michigan and the Upper Great Lakes than it's been any time in probably 40 or 50 years. As they were shrinking, they were closing plants in places like Georgia and Louisiana and Virginia. And as a result, they've concentrated more here. That's been a good story for us economically. And the other thing in the case of the Flat Rock deal is that's evidence of CEO Alan Mulally cutting a deal with UAW and saying, if you can get me to be competitive building vehicles in the United States, I'm prepared to bring vehicles and production back to the U.S.
From Mexico,
and they did that. And General Motors has done the same thing with its Lake Orion plant, which is also Metro Detroit, not City of Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
The final point I'd make on Detroit is the big Detroit plant is the Jefferson North of Chrysler, which builds so many Jeep Grand Cherokees, they can't keep up with demand. So, I mean, they are just going great gangbusters in Detroit with the Grand Cherokee. So it's manufacturing and assembly in Metro Detroit is a very positive story right now.
One final thought on my comment that they were sitting in Flat Rock at that plant. I will say, on the other hand, I'm sure if they set up their cameras, let's say, in front of Michigan Central or the Packard plant, they would take a lot of heat for focusing on the ruin porn.
Well, that's right. And I get very frustrated with national media people, international people that come in and they focus on some of these totems of decline. And when the bankruptcy was first filed, there was this hand-wringing nationwide about how did this happen and who's to blame. And I remember writing a column and basically saying, well, where have all of you been? I mean, this has been going on. Detroit's last gasp lasted 10 years, and this decline had been going on for 50 years. This is not a secret. None of this is a secret. It's been coming down the tracks for a very, very long time.
One question I did have as I was listening to Dan Gilbert talk, and there was talk, as you say, about investment in downtown. I don't know that I heard a lot about the neighborhoods, and I know that's something that mayoral candidate Benny Napoleon is trying to say, hey, you know, none of this big downtown stuff has meant a whole lot for the neighborhoods.
Well, that's a common lament, but I would put a little different spin on it. Last week, we had here in Detroit a very kind of big dog and pony show of the first, the delivery of the first new police cruisers and EMS units to the city from the business community.
Right.
They made a very specific point in both interviews on the sidelines that I did, as well as in the presentation, to say the vast majority of those units are being tasked to the neighborhoods. They will not be given to ranking commanding officers to drive around and be chauffeured around in. They will not be given necessarily to shift commanders. They will be given to line officers, and they will be used in the neighborhoods. I think the people that are making contributions, at least
the Penskys, the Gilberts,
their organizations, others are very sensitive to the fact that they can see what's happening in downtown, and they, to the extent that they can, they want to direct their resources to the neighborhoods to show that they are that neighborhoods are as important as downtown. And I also think you see that with emergency manager Kevin Orr. I mean, they are looking at privatizing various services that the city does, starting with garbage collection, parking, things like that. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things, that particularly in garbage collection, is that they think if it gets privatized and they've got an outside firm, that it can deliver the service on a regular basis the way it does in a lot of the communities around Metro Detroit.
Although people would be dipping into their pockets, wouldn't they, to be paying for that private service? But they're paying tax dollars that aren't getting the trash picked up.
No, I don't think they necessarily would be. I think the city, it would be part of the city. The city would contract with that because they're already spending X numbers of millions of dollars to provide garbage collection through a city-owned department. So the question then is, do you get a waste management or someone of that ilk to bid on the job, and the city could save money and maybe be 20% less and provide the service in the neighborhoods and across the city.
Yeah. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes with our Thursday check-in. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thanks for having me.